Ash Wednesday, as we know, begins Lent, that sacred season of preparation to celebrate Easter. This year, of course, it coincides with Valentine's Day, which I think is a very happy coincidence. Because when we think of Valentine's Day, we immediately think of heart-shaped things, whether candy boxes, cards, whatever. But that heart reminds us of love. What greater love is there than to think about the heart of our Savior, that sacred heart of Jesus, that beautiful incarnate manifestation of God's love? When we consider Jesus' love for us, it's faithful, self-sacrificing. Every time we look at the cross, we see that faithful, self-sacrificing love. We remember how the Father so loved, he gave his Son, who suffered, died, and rose for our salvation. So it's really a very good coincidence that we have this coinciding of Ash Wednesday, Valentine's Day. We know that in our own hearts, we're called to be united with our Lord. Yet at times, we grow cold. We even turn away. So the ashes, therefore, remind us this is a time to turn back, to convert our lives, to reorient our lives once again so that our hearts are fully united with Christ. Given that, what to do? Well, our Lord tells us what to do in the gospel: prayer, fasting, almsgiving. I would encourage you, given that idea of a faithful, sacrificial love, take time for prayer, but especially to take 15 minutes a day to read sacred scripture. Work through a gospel and go on from there if need be, but just read the gospel and meditate on it. Secondly, make that sacrifice of time to come to Stations of the Cross on Friday evenings or Friday afternoons. Yes, it's a sacrifice. I know you all, having worked all week, do not necessarily want to say, oh, goody, I get to go to church and for Stations of the Cross. But there's the sacrifice. We do it for Christ, and we follow along with him. So prayer, the fasting. So we give up things, these sacrifices that we make, but we do so to atone for sin. So we're atoning for our sin through these sacrifices. We should give up something, but something that's not easy, but something that's going to free us. So there might be something that really we crave, we feel like we have to have. That's the thing that we give up. There may be that thing that we think, I can't live without this. Well, we probably could. That's the thing to give up. Something that's really going to liberate us to say, I don't need this. I only need Christ. Part of the sacrifices, too, could really be converting ourselves by giving up something sinful. The gossiping, the bad language, whatever it may be. So, prayer, fasting, almsgiving, to give alms. So, to do something good. Besides making the sacrifices that are like giving up something, think of what can I do as far as a good work. You'll notice in the narthex we have the Lenten cross, the different tags for donations, all of which will be given to the House of Mercy. That's a good opportunity to give alms. Maybe the poor box. Also, it could be the good works. So keep the eyes open. It could be that every day we're just mindful of looking beyond our own selves, our own needs, our own schedules, routines, and thinking about helping someone else. It could be offering to help someone at home. It could be offering to help someone at work, at school. Think of a way to give that kind of an alms. So prayer, fasting, almsgiving. So the ashes, then, at this beginning of Lent, are going to remind us that we are just simple human beings, and we were created from the dust. Eventually to dust we return. But our hope is an everlasting life that our Savior promised. So here's the opportunity to reorient the life, to unite our hearts with Christ, and to rise again to a newness of life with him. That's the goal. And so we want to rise from the ashes at Easter time with a soul that's been cleansed through penance, but then also through that prayer, fasting, almsgiving. In all, we want to truly be able to rejoice in the love that our Savior offers to us. May God bless you.